And coming to you live from the center of Balito, it's 88 FM Radio Life and Style, and it's me, Mike, on the microphone. We're having a special, actually, I said we're coming live, but we're recording this live. It's probably being played right now after the fact, but we had to get it while the getting was good. We recently got wind of a really exciting brand that has rolled into town. It's arrived on the KZN North Coast, and the co-founder from Cape Town has come down to set it up while he's in the hood. We figured we needed to get him on the microphone for a special chat about Clean My Bed. What is this company all about? Well, the name kind of says it all, but it doesn't really do justice to the full picture, the technology that's being employed here. So with that in mind, we've got a full house in the studio this morning. Alongside me, we have the co-founder of Clean My Bed, Charlie Wright. Charlie, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Mike.
Great to have you with us.
Thank you.
Alongside you, Guy Bauer joins us as the man who's kind of brought Charlie down and is overseeing operations on the KZN North Coast. Guy, how are you, my friend?
Oh, Mark, always good to be here, man.
Epic. And alongside you, Dale Hendricks, ambassador for Clean My Bed here on the KZN North Coast. Dale, how's it going?
Good in yourself, Mike. Nice to be here.
Great to have you guys. A full house, a full board. And let's talk about this absolutely game-changing business, this concept, this technology. I witnessed it myself yesterday. You guys came around and gave me a practical demonstration on my very own mattress, which I was horrified to learn was not as clean as I thought it was. And I was so blown away that we figured we needed to get you guys in for a chat on the radio while Charlie was still in town. I know you're a busy man, Charlie. You're jetting off all over the place. But thanks for making time to come in, guys. And let's dive straight in. Tell us more about this company, Clean My Bed. How did it get started? Where did it come from, Charlie?
Great. Okay, good question, Mike. Thank you for that. My wife and I have a daughter who is very allergic, and she wakes up on a regular basis, or used to, with runny noses and nasal problems. And we were searching for a remedy that could help us rectify this, if you like, without any sort of chemicals. And we did a lot of soul searching, and we came across some technology that we have simply pulled together and put it under a brand that now essentially removes dust mite, allergens and fecal matter from our beds and alleviates, if you like, any sort of allergy and sinus and runny noses from her bed. So I know that 2 months down the line, the same thing's going to happen if we don't keep on top of it. So Clean My Bed is a medical grade service that removes allergens from our beds.
Now, you say allergens, but just a few seconds ago you went into detail and you said dust mites and fecal matter and like, well, holy moly, stop the bus. Does everybody's bed have that? is this part of normal life? Is that,
absolutely.
Is this what we're dealing with?
This is what we're dealing with. So every household in the world has dust mites. It's a byproduct of being alive, and by definition, the warmest place in the house tend to be our beds, and as a result of that, the majority, up to 60% of dust mites, actually congregate in our beds, and they are sitting there because another natural byproduct of being alive is the fact that we shed 500 million skin cells a night, a day. And that is a constant food source for these little blighters who are sitting on the surface of our beds waiting to be fed. And these are microscopic crustaceans that they've been called as well. And they are sitting there and they are eating our skin cells, and they are then, if I may, pooping it out into our beds. And it is not the dust mites themselves. It's not their it's not our skin cells. It's their fecal matter. It's the poo that we are, as human beings, ingesting every night.
Oh my word! Okay, well, look,
and that's what's making us. That's what's making us. That's triggering our allergens. That's giving us a runny nose, itchy eyes, making us sneeze.
I can feel them all coming on right now as you're describing all this stuff. And my eyes are itching. My nose is burning. Before we get into the actual science of the process or what makes Clean My Bed a cut above, you know, what you might think of as your upholstery cleaning or your steaming companies, because this is on a totally different level, Guy. How did you cross paths with Charlie and come into contact with this technology, and what made you decide that this had to come down to the KZN North Coast?
Well, Mike, Charlie's actually his family, my wife's cousin, And Charlie and I have been close for a number of years. Charlie was involved in a business similar to mine in Dubai. And Charlie identified us as one of the guys to try and bring this down to KZN and try and launch the product. And having had a medical background, I saw the opportunity, especially with the medical grade cleaning. And I think that's what separates Clean My Bed from any other cleaning company, is that it's a medical grade standard. We're not just saying it's medical grade, it's actually endorsed. The ultraviolet germicidal light portion of it is actually approved by the TGA, which is a therapeutic goods administrator in Australia.
Whoa.
They are the sort of body that looks after any therapeutic goods, whether it be products, medications, surgical goods and things that come to the country. They need to be approved by the TGA. So that portion of the process has got massive, massive backing. And then the first process, like you saw yesterday with the actual cleaning side, the vacuuming side, that also is not just a standard vacuum, it's a medical grade vacuum. It's what they call a grade 13 HEPA filtration process, which is high energy particulate air, if you want to be specific. And it just ensures that whatever we're sucking out of your mattress doesn't stay in the room. It's completely filtered out. There's nothing left within that space that could obviously continue to cause these allergies.
Absolutely insane. And when it came to actually administering the process, Dale, you were the guy that was suited up and strapped into this incredible vacuum machine. You looked a bit like a Ghostbuster, I said yesterday. And it was sort of, I was in awe watching you suck the ghosts out of my mattress. And there's this, what do you call it? It's like a filtration jar on the vacuum that starts to fill up with stuff, hey?
Yeah, pretty much. So what happens is we have a twofold process. So we do the vacuum process first, mm-hmm. which is the process that takes a bit longer, because we actually want to take more. It's a lengthier process. We take a bit more time getting in there, and it's a slow.
You don't rush it. Yeah.
No. Because you want to make sure that you're covering every inch of that mattress, and you're making sure that you're bringing all those things, debris, the pit dander, the dust mite, fecal matter, all of those things to the surface. So the equipment that we use has a twofold process. So the head on the actual vacuum system is a power belt driven head. So you could essentially say it's like little jackhammers inside the head of the vacuum, and it's kind of oscillating in the inside. So it's hammering on the actual mattress surface and lifting and sucking out deep from the bottom into the system.
And I can actually see the mattress almost kind of puffed up a bit on the surface. You can see it was coming back to life.
Yeah, pretty much bringing a fresh life into there. And what happens after that, all the debris and residue is then saved in a canister. So it's like a little jail for all the dust mites and their friends and particulates that come along. So nothing escapes into the air. So it's fresh air that comes out the back of the vac system, so you can breathe it in. It's actually quite well sorted machine.
But it's amazing to actually say seeing is believing, and when you actually see that jar filling up and spinning I think one of your clients called it almost like a candy floss machine type process. It looks like that, but you realize that's not candy floss. That's far from it. It's like it's the opposite end of the spectrum. But it's amazing to see what comes out of a mattress. And my mattress, as I said yesterday, it's not the oldest. It's just over probably about a year old. But in the space of a year, it's amazing what has accumulated already, quite horrifying actually. And that was just one mattress. So I imagine when you've done a house with numerous beds, you have quite a haul at the end of it, hey?
You can have quite an extraction at the end of it. Yeah.
But that's just the first phase of the process we talk about, because then there's another step, and that's when you bring out this magic light box. What is that, Charlie?
So first of all, Mike, I think the thing to make very clear is that the Clean My Bed brand and what we're doing is not... This business should have been around 20 years ago. We're not introducing anything new to the world. All we're doing is packaging it under a brand and bringing awareness to people. On the one side, we're using a science of ultraviolet germicidal light that's been around for over 110, 12 years or something. It's been sanitizing hospitals and care homes for that period.
It's well understood.
It's well understood. You know, if you were to go to a barber or to a beautician or a hairdresser these days, you would see a bread bin on the side of their counter, which normally would house scissors, combs and brushes, and they all sit under a germicidal light. That is germicidal light. It's keeping those instruments sanitized. We are bringing that sanitizing process with UVC to the consumer, to your home.
Magic. I mean, not magic, science.
So the science has been around for donkey's years, and what we have done is taken the science and packaged it into the technology that now has the endorsement, as Guy was saying, from the TGN Australia, and bringing science and technology together to help the consumer.
Wicked. So once you've had your deep extraction of the mattress and the pillows, by the way, very important. You gotta get those pillows done. Then this box comes out, which has got this incredible germicidal light, and in a staggered process, it's placed on the bed and moved after zapping a section of the bed for how long do you leave it on there for, Dale?
15 seconds.
15 seconds. That's long enough to make sure that it's doing the trick.
Yes, but there's a thing to note there is that you can under sanitize, but you cannot over sanitize.
Aha.
So you have to leave it for a segment of time. So the machine will tell you when the process is completed, so you can move on to the next portion of the bed.
So 10 seconds might be good enough, but 15 just to make sure it really does the goodness.
For example, if I get lost in conversation, if you have questions about what's happening, and the machine stays in position for a lot longer than the process, it's pretty much just a value add.
Okay.
If I could just bring some sort of context to that.
Yeah.
Okay, and if you and your listeners just remember this sort of simple equation. It's time multiplied by the power will equate to the dosage. So the longer you are in position, the higher the dosage, the better the effects. And if I was to contextualize that into hospitality, for instance,
yeah,
were any of us to go together to a restaurant and wait for our table to be made ready, the waiter or the waitress would first make our table ready by removing the debris from the table, including your crumbs, your butters, your oils, and anything else that was laid there from the previous sitting. That would make sense to us, would it not?
Absolutely.
She would then follow it up with a chemical sanitizer, which she would apply to the table and promptly remove again on the whole, which isn't really what is expected, because if you were to look on the back of that jar, it would probably say, look, listen, for this to have any effect whatsoever, leave in position for 10, 15 minutes. But that doesn't happen. They don't have time for downtime in hospitality. So Clean My Bed is no different, in that we remove the debris in the first part of the process in exactly the same way that she removed it from a table. But our sanitizing process is ultraviolet UVC, ultraviolet germicidal light, no chemical, and it works in a fraction of the time.
Brilliant.
So we sit there in that footprint for 15 seconds, and it does what it says in the jar.
Brilliant. Now, let's look at who is this ideal for. I suppose if you've got a bed, we're talking to you, but do you have a particular market or a particular kind of consumer that you find really gets it and really responds to the Clean My Bed message?
Yeah. So when we launched the brand, the product into the market, our go-to audience was always going to be the young parents with growing children, because allergies manifest themselves in children as they grow up. And if you can sort of nullify that in any way, shape or form in their informative years, any parent will be doing their utmost to make sure they do that for their children. So we went to market with young parents in mind. We did an interview, if I may,
of course,
about 4 or 5 months ago, in which we were on air at about 7 o'clock in the morning, and we walked away from that interview and we received something like 40 odd jobs from the interview. But the age demographic was aged between 59 and 87.
Wow.
Who, when they heard about the awareness of why we should keep our beds clean, simply looked up and said it makes perfect sense. They were less interested in about the allergy composition. They were more interested in just sleeping in a clean bed.
There you go.
Absolutely. Everyone's got a bed. And once the message resonates with you, your demographic is wide. Your verticals are wide. I mean, schools, boarding houses, university digs, retirement homes, car homes, prisons, yacht charters.
Looking at the local perspective, Guy, here, Greater Ballito, the KZN North Coast, this obviously is a new arrival on the scene here, but are you feeling optimistic and confident that it's going to really take off and people are going to cotton on to just how impressive this technology really is.
Mike, absolutely. I think what's key to the Clean My Bed brand is that we're not focusing on the super wealthy with disposable income. This is a cleaning process that needs to be accessible and will be accessible to everybody from every walk of life, from every, you know, regardless of income status. I think the exciting thing for us in Bolito is that there is a massive growth spurt with regards to development, property developments, schools, young families coming down from all parts of the country. And I think this is going to be a key market for us. Remember, KZN is a very high, it's an area that's highly susceptible to allergens,
yes.
Especially with, you know, the amount of sugarcane around and the pollens and what have you and that. If we can just be a part of the process that removes some of the possible causes of the allergies that are being caused in those children and try and clean up an area that we actually spend almost 30% of our lives in our beds on average, you know, if we can make sure we're cleaning that part of the process out. And I think key for me is to actually get involved with a lot more sort of medical specialists and have this product endorsed by them and even prescribed to their patients. To be doing for the, either for themselves or for their kids, and I think that's a really important part for us.
Let's quickly just zoom in and have a look at an industry that could really benefit from the Clean My Bed offering. I'm thinking of the hospitality and tourism sector. Is this a big focus for you, Charlie?
Yeah, very very good point. Hospitality, I think, is probably one of the most obvious. For the simple fact that here we are trying to win back guest confidence and traveller confidence, and we know that the hospitality in general have all got to up our game and amend our or update our protocols to win back that confidence. What better way to explain to Mrs. Bauer that her stay at our Airbnb or our guest house has had the debris from unknown number of people removed from the beds prior to her putting her head down at that night. So we actually leave the endorsement at the end of the process where we can show the customer, the guest staying, what has actually happened. There's a certificate, there's a lovely sticker that is applied to the freshly made up linen that sort of says that her bed has been serviced by Clean My Bed, and a certificate that shows you when it was done and by whom. And there's a feel-good factor. So even if you don't suffer from allergens, there's that, as I keep saying, the feel-good factor.
Right? I certainly had that feel-good factor after being a witness to the process unfolding in my home. And I promise I slept like a baby last night. And just knowing that you're sleeping on something that's been medically sanitized and looking at the actual core focus, we know the bedroom is where the magic happens, but when it comes to things like I don't know, curtains and couches, guys, is that something that's also being focused on with Clean My Bed, or is that outside of the scope?
No, Mike, not at all. We, like we said earlier, we specifically geared to medical grade sanitization and cleaning of beds and pillows. We're not a cleaning company. We never want to be referred to as a cleaning company. And I think that there are specialists that drive that department of the industry. Mm. We are going to be specialists in making sure that we remove allergens, dust mite, fecal matter and things from specifically mattresses and pillows. We don't do couches, we don't do carpets, we don't do curtains. We are specific to cleaning your bedroom in the space that you sleep in.
There you go. And with that medical grade approach, I mean, you used a term yesterday, Dale. You said you're like the special forces of
beds and pillows.
Of beds and pillows. Yeah.
Pretty much, I'm that guy that comes and ghostbusts your bed.
I witnessed it. Making
the magic, and then the icing on the cake is when we use the UVC sanitizing machine. And you get a fresh iron smell coming off your bed, you know, so it's amazing because the process is non-chemical and non-liquid. And the nice part about it is there's no downtime, which is perfect for hospitality and tourism industry, because downtime is where they lose out on bed nights and sleeps.
Time is money.
Exactly.
Or more importantly, drying time.
So drying time,
I think people in the past, the default position for having to clean a mattress has always been to think that you need to steam clean it.
Wait for sunlight.
Wait for the sun to come out. Wait to dry, and you're not sure when or how long it's take. How long it'll take to dry and what have you. Gone are those days. So the default position changes. We can now come in and clean beds, and or service beds, sanitize beds, and you can crawl straight back into it.
And Mike, I think the important thing is there's no stigma. There's no stigma with a stained mattress or a stained pillow. Remember, our bodies are designed to shed skin cells, and the other thing that they give off during night is at least 200 to 300 mils of liquid. Each of us will get rid of 200 to 300 mils of liquid while we're sleeping at night. And that stain that you see on your mattress, if the mattress is stained, if the pillow is stained, everybody's house that we go into, the bed looks the same, the pillow looks the same. We want to break the stigma of the dirty mattress stain is an aesthetic cleaning issue. It serves no purpose to clean that stain off of your mattress other than what it looks like.
You're going to take care of the medical side of things. That's what really matters. What's living and crawling in your sheets? We want to make sure that those get neutralized. And Charlie, from your side?
I was just going to say, guys, so just if you can, just compare a wet clean with what we're doing and what the difference is.
Yeah, sure. So if you compare the medical grade clean to what we're doing, which is a completely dry process, there's no liquids involved, no chemicals involved, so safe to get straight back into that bed again after the clean and utilize that. So cutting downtime costs on hospitality homes, you can just, there's no moving mattresses out into the sunlight. The difference between our dry clean and a wet clean or a steam clean, you never, with a wet or steam clean, you never have the opportunity of removing the fecal matter and the dust mites and that before you clean. So when you put water onto that surface, essentially what it does is it just suppresses all of that dust and all of the fecal matter and that further into the mattress itself. So, you know, if people want to clean their mattresses because they don't like the stain look on it, whatever, the suggestion is let's get in first. Let's get rid of all of that matter. If you still feel that it's important that the stain is gone, clean it after we've gone and sanitized that surface. But just remember, as soon as you get back into your bed again tonight, the same process is going to kick off and it's going to start. So ideally, these things, and it's all about affordability. We've tried to keep it affordable. We want people to come back. We want people to still be clean and keep their mattresses clean and their beds clean. So we would suggest, if you can do it, once every 3 months, 2 to 3 months. If you can't, once every 6 months. If you can't do that, once every year. It's more than you've done in the past.
Yeah.
And as long as parents have got the idea that they are doing something right for their children who could be suffering from allergies and this could be a contribution to it, we want to be that role player.
Fantastic. I'm sold.
Mike, I also just want to make it very clear that the frequency in terms of how often you should be servicing your beds isn't something that we've pulled out of the air. Mm. This is fact and recommendation from specialists. In fact, somebody who we refer to a great deal is one of the country's leading allergologists and pediatric specialists, Dr. Tulja Trikamji. And we asked the specialists, you tell us what we can impart to people out there. You tell us how often we should be doing this. And their recommendation was to simply keep on top of it. And if you were to do that on a regular basis, do it every 2 to 3 months. So we are imparting, we are the messenger. It is not a set in stone clean my bed specification. It is coming from those that know best.
Now you know. You can't say you're in the dark anymore. You heard it here on 88FM, Radio Life and Style. And the good news is that Clean My Bed is now in town. They're here. They're ready to serve, ready to sanitize. And Dale, for those that want to book the special forces for a visit to the mattress and the pillow, what's the smartest way to reach out and get in touch?
Well, that's pretty much, you can contact me directly on my contact details, which you have there, Mike.
If you're looking for a web portal, cleanmybed.com will take you to the web page where there's all the information and more details to dive into if that's your thing. Otherwise, DaleH@cleanmybed.com. That's your email address, right?
Correct.
And if you're the kind of person that likes to get the pen and paper out or to dial it straight into your phone right now, 073-854-8776. Dale Hendricks, your Clean My Bed ambassador for the KZN North Coast, for the Greater Balito region. He's waiting to serve. He's got his vac and his UV light box, and he's ready to rock and roll and give you the best night's sleep you've had since you got that mattress. And any final words from your side, Charlie?
I think if I was to say one thing, it is for everyone to remember, the Clean My Bed brand is a premium brand that is to be aspired to by everybody, irrespective of where you sit on the earning spectrum. It is there for everyone. It's meant to be uncompromisingly affordable by everyone. We as a team want to look after your beds, make sure you sleep better.
Brilliant. What a cool mission to have. We're behind you 100% of the way. Charlie Wright, co-founder of Clean My Bed, alongside Dale Hendricks, your local ambassador on the KZN North Coast, and Guy Bauer, a local man coordinating the rollouts and bringing the brand to our neck of the woods. Guys, thanks so much for giving us the full picture here, for educating, because I suppose that's half the battle. Hey, if you don't know, you don't know. And now that we know what the need is, this makes so much sense. I can't think of anyone who wouldn't want to get the Clean My Bed team in for a regular visit to the mattress. And looking forward to chatting again really soon on one of our medical focused programs. What do you say, Guy?
Yeah, I think that's great, Mark. Thanks for having us, man. It's such a pleasure to be here, and thanks for the support.
Absolutely awesome. You heard it on 88 FM.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
Thank you, Michael.